Hi, and welcome to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I'm Roxy Hayes, your host, and this is the podcast where I get to dive deep into all the things I'm curious about, whether it's nerd culture, pop culture, relationships, or just the wonderfully weird and interesting world around us. Some episodes will be totally off the cuff, and sometimes we'll have special episodes where I revive my old shows like Bedtime Bitchin', Anti-Meridian, and Tell Me a Story. But no matter what, it's always going to be a fun, unpredictable ride. So sit back and let's get into it.
Fine, start over then. God.
Fucking whore.
Just 3, 2, 1, go.
Queasy, cut all this out. Okay. What up, y'all? Welcome back to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. We talk about all things nerdy, chaotic, and nostalgic. And today, we're throwing it all the way back, no pause, to the golden era of animation, the 90s. If you grew up in the 90s, you already know this was peak cartoon time. We had bangers dropping on Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, Fox Kids, and Disney every weekend and after school. And to help me break down the best, the weirdest, and cartoons that should have never been made, I have comedian, fellow nostalgic junkie, and all-around dope human, Frank Grouch. Yay. Yay. Woo. I don't have any soundboards. And all right, before we start listing the best of the best, I gotta ask, what was the first 90s cartoon that had you hooked as a kid?
I want to say, I guess Spider-Man, X-Men on Fox Kids, ooh, that combination.
That's a good.
Because I was going to say Turtles, but the Turtles was an 80s cartoon first.
Yeah.
And then it rolled into the 90s.
Yeah, Turtles was probably mine so too. But that same thing, if we're keeping just 90s. I mean, we're going to dabble in some 80s, So it's okay. But we'll try to keep it 90s for the most part. But yeah, Turtles was mine for sure. I'm going to say I was locked in on Rugrats. I was locked in on Nickelodeon as a whole. Cartoon Network came later anyway.
That Sunday Nick was God tier, truly.
It was like Rugrats, Doug, Ren and Stimpy, some other stuff. Like, they had, Nickelodeon had bangers, but also, you know, Fox Kids after school had some heat, Tick, and all of this
Bobby's
stuff. Bobby's World, even like WB. They have to take
Animaniacs,
Pinky and the Brain. It's a lot of heat. It was a lot
Freakazoid.
Of heat. Oh, I love Freakazoid. So we're gonna go ahead and start off.
Do.
Shut up. We're gonna go ahead and start off the first segment, which is the GOAT 90s cartoons. So these are the best of the best. So we're gonna go GOAT tier. These cartoons were so good, they still hold up today. If you had to pick one cartoon that you feel like defines the 90s, what is that cartoon for you?
Jesus, defined the 90s?
Like, if you were meeting an alien and you were like, yo, this is it right here, alien. I'm trying to teach you some stuff. This is it. Mork and Mindy right now.
If I had, so this is a weird answer. To define the 90s in encapsulation, mm-hmm. I would either go Hey Arnold or Doug.
It's not a weird
because
answer.
Because those were slice of life shows, and they kind of had like a block of time in them. But like, if I wanted to be like, yo, this was the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like this was the show, Batman the Animated Series.
Yo, okay. All of those are on my list. I'm definitely saying mm-hmm. Batman the Animated Series is one of the best animated series, like, period. It's one of the best shows. It is one of the GOAT superhero shows. It's one of the GOAT shows. It's definitely 90s. The voice acting, everything was crazy. But I do agree, if we're talking slice of life and the fashion and the energy, Hey Arnold and Doug are fire. But also I want to add to that, Daria. I think Daria is one of the cartoons that definitely defines the 90s. Like, if I wanted to show an alien, hey, this was the 90s as far as like the humor, even the music, even though on like the DVD, that, you know, they didn't get all the copyrighted music stuff, so blah. But with the original soundtrack, you have everything that was the 90s.
The 90s in a nutshell.
It was the humor. It was everything. So yeah, I think, hey, those
it
are
was fashion. They had grunge fashion in there. It was,
And they had black
people. I didn't know you was counting. I didn't know you was counting like adult cartoons.
We doing
also.
It baby. We doing
no,
it.
No, that's
up.
Fine. I just wasn't
then,
sure.
Because then you add in, but like, yeah. King of the Hill. We got The Simpsons. We got, I mean, Simpsons was what? Late 80s?
Simpsons was like mid to late 80s. And then King of the Hill was like 99.
Yeah.
So like,
I'm still counting it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're counting 99, you're going to sneak SpongeBob in the end, aren't you?
Yeah, of course. Because that's still technically the 90s.
Technically.
So, what do you think made these cartoons so special?
It was the writing. I can't say it was the animation, because the times there was limited animation. It was all 95% pencil and paper, like old school hand drawn animation.
I love that though.
That was the best stuff. Like it's hard to disagree with it, but like it was the best stuff. But it was the writing, man. The writing was right on point. Like it was stuff that we understood as children, but like you go back and watch it today, you can see that there was very much inlaid jokes and like underlying things that you wouldn't have understood at your not advanced age.
Hey Arnold still hits. I still watch it. I have the DVD series. I still be watching it. It hits. It's fire. And I agree. The writing was great. The characters, they felt relatable. Excellent show. And I think the same thing for Daria. Like, going back and watching it, I'm getting more of the jokes. I'm getting more of the humor. But, like, even as a kid, I was like, this is a great show. So I do agree. What's one underrated 90s cartoon that you feel like should have been as big as some of the ones we named?
Kid and Play.
I forgot they even had a show. What network was that on? Was that Fox or like ABC or something?
It was NBC. NBC had it. It was only for like one season. I did a bunch of research, so don't judge me. But if I had to pick one, I would. So, like, people bring up Gargoyles all the time. I would say Avril Monsters.
I love Gargoyles. Oh my God, Avril Monsters is great. Avril Monsters is one of my favorite shows. It definitely was like, and I don't love horror and gore, but I do like a little weird, a little creepy, and I feel like Avril Monsters like had all them elements, and it was funny as hell. It was super funny.
He had the headmaster rocking the four pump.
The little heels on. I'm like, this is
the little heels, yeah.
Rocky Horror Picture Show-esque, like, inspired.
Yeah, the grumble.
That shit was fire. That was good.
How much do I gotta convince you to dress as the grumble the next con we go to, like next year?
I mean, you wanna go half on the cosplay, or about half, I mean, pay for it, I'm down.
We'll talk offline, because what you mean go half with a cosplay? Can't you get somebody to sponsor you? You famous enough, right?
You the sponsor. I have my allergies.
God. Calm down, Tierra Marie, huh?
No. All right, so that brings us to our next segment, Cartoon Chaos. So these are the weird shows. These are, like, strange. These are the ones that, like, may not get as much shine, but they're definitely 90s shows. So Avril Monster was actually a really good one for this section. There's some other, like, the 90s had so much gross-out humor. Like, I feel like that was, like, a staple. Like, farts and butts and feet. No Dan Schneider. But, yeah, it was just, like, a lot of filth.
You're right, 90s. Though. It was very gross out humor in the 90s. Bodily, like it was extreme action and extreme bodily humor. And it was just like you remember when Rocco met really, really big man and his power was like stab you in the eyes with his nipples and like move like, around are we doing? Randomly.
Who used to fart and then who used to burp, throw up, or fart burp? It's definitely what? Nickelodeon. His mouth will go. I can't remember. That's a lot of shows, actually. So.
I mean, most characters did that in the 90s. Everybody had burp gags.
Had a burp.
Barney from The Simpsons, his whole thing is burping.
That might be who I'm thinking about. But then he didn't fart. It would be a burp and a fart. I don't know. They always had stink lines. Somebody was musty. You're right. The nipples.
Probably somebody on Ren and Stimpy.
Rocko's Modern Life. Even like the intro when they put the book in his head and then the brains come out. It was definitely a lot. Ren and Stimpy is wildly inappropriate. And it got even nastier when they moved it to MTV, but it was disgusting.
Yeah, I was going to say, please don't confuse the original with the remake. But the remake was disgusting because they just said gloves off. But the first one, still bad.
It was disgusting. Funnier. They focused more on it being funny. Like, the gross out humor and being kind of crazy was there. But the second one, like the MTV one, that they're like clearly doing like anal and stuff.
There was some repressed stuff he had to get out, apparently, is what was going
on. It was wild business. It was wild. It was wild. You remember,
if you're talking about out of the pocket, like crazy animation, don't sleep on the Max and the Oddity Show that MTV used to run.
Oh, that used to Leon creep Flux. Me out. That show mm-hmm. used to creep me
it
out.
It was good though. It was good. It was just creepy.
It was just a lot of weird shit going on. Cat Dog. That's always like what the
Cat Dog was cool.
How did they shit?
They didn't.
The boo boo gotta go somewhere. They eating tacos. Somebody was shitting.
Let's not think about it.
I felt like cow and chicken's up there with nasty.
Cow and chicken has to be up there.
The devil used to be jumping on his booty cheeks. They was eating pork busted taters. The parents didn't have no top half.
You remember remember that one joke they had about the carpet munchers that came out?
Yo, that was fucking wild. When I recently was watching some cow and chicken, and I was like, excuse me? And then you remember his cousin, Boneless Chicken, he really didn't have no bones.
Just laying around like this. Yeah, boneless.
it was fucking gross. So, do you think...
Cow spoke Spanish. Oh, I'm sorry. Super Cow Arrascate.
Do you think these shows, for the most part, were like good weird or bad weird?
The weird ones?
Mm-hmm.
For the, they towed the line of good weird well, but like it was always like one joke away from being bad weird, and sometimes they crossed the line, but most of the time they were like they would go right up to the edge and just stop.
It's like we're out here wilding, and what
uncontrolled wilding.
And why do you think the 90s pushed gross out humor so hard? Like, why was that the thing?
The writers were coming down from a collective coke binge in the 80s. Did you not see the content that we had in the 80s?
Well, I was two. So, but no.
Watch all the retro stuff.
Yeah, no, you know.
So let's not.
No, I agree, though. I feel like, yeah, like the 70s, 80s was more like, this is for family. And this is like, we want to make something the family can sit down and watch. Or we want to make something like, it was either crazy sexual or like family. And so the 90s was like, no.
Or hyper violent in the 80s.
Yeah.
It was like one of the three things.
We're like, no, we're going to make
sometimes
this
you got all three.
Feel.
Which was weird.
Yeah, it was wild. And what's the show that you feel like shouldn't have worked but like became iconic?
SpongeBob.
For sure. Like the fact that SpongeBob
is still
going
the way
on.
It did. Yeah.
I don't like the new direction. But
the digital, the 3D animation direction?
Yeah, or just like you know how they flanderize characters. Like, now SpongeBob's just annoying. Now Patrick's just stupid. Like, I was watching season three of SpongeBob. It's like
sucks.
The best season. Because that's the season that they thought SpongeBob was going to get canceled. They thought that was going to be the last season. I don't know if you can hear me typing. I have a very loud keyboard.
I can hear you.
But yeah, so season three had like some of the best episodes. So they had, let me read you these season three episodes, and you're gonna be like, oh yeah, these are the ones that are for sure fire. Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy 4, and that's the one where SpongeBob gets the belt, and you remember like he's shrinking and making it bigger. Doing Time, the one where Miss Puff goes to jail. Yeah. One Bite, the Squidward episode. Mm-hmm. The Bully episode, the Nasty Patty episode. Yeah, that one. Nasty Patty, the Imagination episode. The Snowball episode. What else? It had, No Weenies, Weenie Hut Jr.
Oh, Schoolyard. Shit. So this was like right before the movie then.
Yeah, this was 2002. It's 2002.
This
when did the movie come out?
Right before the movie.
Yeah, because the movie came out. I remember they were showing the trailer on the Mean Girls DVD. So it was a couple years before. Wait, there's more. So when they adopted the Clam is on here, the Wet Painters episode, the Krusty Krab.
Was in 04.
Training video, the new student where I'm a good noodle, the chocolate episode, the Sponge Who Can Fly episode, goddamn. Mr. Krabs gets sick and goes to the hospital. The camping episode, Plankton's Army episode, and then the Strangler episode. That's all in one season.
The Strangler or the Hatch Slinging Slasher?
The one where the Tattletale Strangler. You remember he had the mustache and stuff?
Okay.
That guy. Mm-hmm. Hatchling slash his girl. Oh, and when he had that party at the house, party pooper pants. And they had another Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy episode. I say all this to say, that was a crazy ass season. And that's not even all the episodes. I wasn't going to read all of them. But that was a crazy season. And that shit was fire. So, sorry, I went on a tangent. Yeah,
SpongeBob was... No, you're good. That's your podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah,
right. That's right.
But I do agree. Like, just the art stuff. Like, you could tell they were like, okay, we're gonna make this. We're not sure what it's gonna be, but it definitely worked. It was funny. That first season is still hilarious. Very, very great show. Okay, so now we're gonna go to cartoon rivalries, ultimate showdowns. Mm-hmm. So let's figure. We're doing cartoon beef, right? I'm going to throw out some cartoon characters or cartoons, whatever, and you got to pick a winner. Like,
okay.
Which of this? Okay. So, we're doing Nick Doug versus Disney's Doug. Which one?
Nick Doug.
Absolutely. I agree 100%, but why?
The story, like, so I used to watch Doug religiously, like, every week I was in there.
You would, nerd.
I would. I got it from you. The story was just better. Yeah. The story was just better on like Nickelodeon Doug. Like, they actually wrote the shit out. Disney's Doug felt so, like, obviously Disney. It was hard.
They changed all the characters. They, like, I didn't like that every character had to change. It was like, Roger's not poor no more. He's rich. Like, Connie lost weight.
That was a fine development. I thought that was development like that happened in the original. I thought that happened to Nickelodeon Doug.
No, it was
like they won the lottery.
It was when they went to Disney and then he was living in like a mansion. Right. Yeah. And then they made
Trailer Park Roger was the best.
Trailer Park Roger. He was a bully for real. Cause now you're just like a rich, pretentious asshole who's bullying somebody poorer than you. Yeah, now you're a dick. Yeah. Like, he's a dick. So yeah. I agree. It was a better story. It felt more realistic. They started doing too much. I found out like Doug was supposed to go on some more, but that movie was so ass that they were like, okay, Doug's done. And I hated that movie with the nematode and all that shit. And Herman Melville, the monster, and the monster was, it's like, Doug was about imagination. And like, why is this monster real?
Well, the funny thing was, hated it. He caught the nematode in the show.
Doug Funny,
yes, right. The funny thing. caught the nematode in the show.
But wasn't that nematode fake?
I think so.
Or something.
Like, him and Mr. Dink caught that thing, man. Mr. Dink and him they did some shit, all right?
I didn't know that Dink meant double income, no kids.
That makes a ton of sense, though, because him and his wife worked and they had no children.
And that's why he was buying all that shit. He's like, I'm balling the fuck out.
Double income, no kids, man.
Okay, so now...
Very expensive.
Douglas?
Nah, man. Mr. Dink was a fucking nerd, bro.
I love
shit. Everybody knows. Everybody knows a Mr. Dink in their life.
I absolutely had a neighbor that was Mr. Dink.
Just bought random shit, and he was just like kind of weird. Just not like
a creep. He was eccentric.
Weird. It wasn't off-putting, but it's like something's not quite right with you, but it's cool because you're funny, so it's fine. And you have cool gadgets.
I rock with it. So now we're going to say Dexter versus Jimmy Neutron, who's the better boy genius? Even though I think Jimmy Neutron came out like 2000, but he's in here, so we're just going to...
Yeah, Dexter by far.
You think Dexter's smarter?
By a million.
Why?
Everything Jimmy Neutron did, Dexter already did already.
Oh,
the secret Simpsons lab in his house. It. Dexter had it. Yeah. Not even
but Simpsons his wasn't did a secret. Like, everybody Jimmy knew that they had.
Dexter's was a secret. Dexter had a whole secret underground compartment.
Dexter's was secret. Everybody knew bunkers. About Jimmy.
Dexter had two bunkers with two different spaceships in it. He had a fucking dodgeball mech suit. He had a fucking... He turned his house into a fucking Megazord, for God's sake.
Yeah. Jimmy went to space, though. Well, he got kidnapped. I don't know. Jimmy be doing
what that mean? Shit. Dexter went to space? Dexter had a whole fucking out... Dexter was fighting crime.
Dexter was fighting crime.
Dexter was so advanced. the monkey he would do experiments on was also secretly a superhero.
The monkey, I hated that him and the lady would be flirting. I'm like, hey, lady, get your freak ass on. What was her name? Honeydew? Freak ass little girl? That is a monkey. He wasn't even a talking monkey. He had no human qualities. Other than standing.
He had heart. He had heart, Roxy.
Nah, okay. If it's gonna get
he beat Super Macho Man.
So we got COVID now. That bitch was fucking them monkeys.
Ebola virus ass nigga.
All right. Darkwing Duck versus Batman. Darkwing Duck was based off of Batman.
Yeah, so like that's not.
Who's the better hero? It is though. Who's the better hero?
They're the same.
No, they're
just
not.
Just Darkwing Duck has a much catchier theme song.
Okay, so based off of this, the information given, you gotta pick.
Oh, well, Darkwing Duck, man. He is the terror that flaps in the night, all right? I am not messing with him. I don't want to wake up tomorrow.
Flaps in the night. All right, and for the final question, Nickelodeon versus Cartoon Network, which you already answered, but answer anyway.
In the 90s, it was Nickelodeon. In the 2000s, it was Cartoon Network. Now, that's not to say that Cartoon Network didn't have bangers in the 90s. It's just they got out to a late start. Cartoon Network didn't come around to like 96. So, and they dropped with some good heat with Powerpuff Girls, Dexter, Johnny Bravo, but a lot of their stuff in the beginning was old Hanna-Barbera cartoons. Yeah, and
which
it was
I
good
because
you we got a place to see. I love all the old Bugs Bunny stuff, man, and the old Hanna-Barbera stuff. They're so good.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, they didn't have the legs yet. But Cartoon Network in the 2000s on, yeah, they ran with it.
Yeah,
they got everything. They got
running.
Action cartoons. They got dramas. Total Drama Island was the shit.
I wanna be famous. I love that show. You know, the first thing, I don't
that,
like how they did the black
totally
woman,
spy.
But we're not gonna totally spy. They had heat. It was some heat. Now, I agree with that,
want?
Too. I definitely think that, huh? Cart, what?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, I couldn't hear you start doing
what?
Whatever
you
was doing.
To?
So, yeah, but no, I definitely agree. And then Cartoon Network had Adult Swim. You know, like Nickelodeon, they had the end, like, who it goes there, but it wasn't the same as, like, Adult Swim was grown. You know what I mean? Like, you knew you were watching some inappropriate shit. I used to love Degrassi. Whatever it takes. With okay. So, here is...
Nerd.
now, we're in our last segment. Roxy's 90s cartoon sing-along. I don't know how many I'm going to do. Might do a couple, might do a lot. I'm going to do a lot. So I'm going to sing part of the theme song, and you got to guess which cartoon it's from. All right? And it's rapid fire.
Do I win something if I get enough right?
My respect.
Do I win? What's my prize?
My respect.
I already have that.
You really don't. So, yeah, that's the
wow. Wow. You know what? I'm not answering shit then. How about that?
Hey,
now you got to sit there and think about it.
All right, guys. That's the end of the podcast. Thank y'all so much. Make sure to check. All right, here we go.
Songs, guys, have my respect.
I'm only giving you like a couple
seconds.
Is this
really worth anything?
Ooh.
Go ahead.
Go. All right, here we go. It's time for hello.
You just gonna give me three words and expect me to figure it out?
Animaniacs to the max.
Oh, Animaniacs.
Should have got it from the first part. All right, next. Sugar, spice, and everything.
Powerpuff Girl.
Life is like a hurricane.
Here in Duckburg.
What's the name of the show, please?
Oh, it's DuckTales.
Heroes in a Half Shell.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Do you want enthusiasm when I give you these?
Yeah.
All right.
The same thing we do every night. Blank. Try to take over the world.
Narf!
I need the title of the show, please.
Pinky in the Brain. Wow. Wow. Let me get it out, Roxy.
Oh, who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Is that SpongeBob SquarePants?
Oh, excellent. Hey there, baby.
That's Johnny Bravo. Can you do that one again? I didn't hear it right. I need you to do that one again.
Hey there, baby.
Inspector Gadget was an 80s
person. Yeah, I don't know why. They played the reruns in the 90s.
That's true.
Okay, here you go.
I can't hear that. It's not that I couldn't hear you whistle. It's that the whistling peaks the mic and I can't hear the whistling. Let's see. That's not helping.
Okay, let me see if I beatbox. Recess.
Yeah, I didn't like Recess.
Oh, fuck you. All right.
Because so why is because it was Recess versus Hey Arnold. So I was like, nah, I'm a Hey Arnold.
Oh, Hey Arnold's all the way winning. Okay. Let's get dangerous.
Is that Darkwing Duck? The terror that flaps in the night. Nickelodeon's Doug.
Yo, facts. Because the other one was okay. We are riders on a mission.
Is that Rocket Power?
Yes, it is. All right. And our last one.
The X-Men? The Jamaican X-Men. Right.
Jamaican X-Men.
The Ross Clot X-Men.
Oh, I have seen that. So thank you so much, Mr. Grouch. Very much enjoyed this. Before we go, tell people where they can find you and what you got coming up.
Right now, the first 4 episodes of the Color Television Podcast are streaming live on YouTube.com/Color Television Podcast. It is me and my host, Pretty Rad Reggie. We discuss retro black television shows and movies that are usually overshadowed by the likes of Good Times and Sanford and Son and things like that. So check it out. Our first episodes cover Frank's Place, Sinbad Show, Death by Temptation, and 227. So we are here. We are friends. You can find me on Blue Sky, Frank Grouch, and pretty much anywhere you decide to use social media, Frank Grouch is on there somewhere. Except for TikTok. I don't have TikTok anymore. But other than that, Frank Grouch is everywhere. Color Television Podcast. Check it out. Like, comment, subscribe. Let us know if you want us to review a show. We will go into it in depth. That's about it. Yeah. You're muted, Roxy. On your own podcast.
And that is it for us.
Where would you be?
Thank you
me?
So much. In a better place. If we miss your favorite 90s cartoons, let us
clearly
know.
Muted in a better place.
Subscribe, follow Frank. Ugh. And remember, stay curious, keep wondering, or don't. I don't give a fuck. I'm not your mama. Do what you want. See you later. Da 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 da.
Peace.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow me on social media at Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze. And if you'd like to support the show and get access to exclusive content, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/RoxyHaze. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. See you next time, and stay curious.